The boys went back to sleep and Tom was with them. In the stillness of the night, they looked at the gaping hole. They could almost smell the musty smell drifting out. The guard was alone. As he sat there looking around, he felt a strange presence near him. Prince Ahmed! Ah! Prince Ahmed rushed out. When he got to the guard, he was dead. Tommy says, "What happened?" He said, "The guard, he's dead." They all looked at each other. They knew it was already the curse of Mahaba working. Tom looked at Prince Ahmed as if to say, "Should we stop?" But before Tom could say anything, Prince Ahmed says, "Tom, we're going on, even if I have to go alone." And then he says, "The sooner the better." Tom says, "In that case, why don't we go now?" He says, "We can't get any rest anyway." He says, "All right." He says, "I will go first." He says, "I'll take two men with me." He said, "We'll go as far as the turn." He says, "We'll take a rope with us. Tom, you stay out now." He says, "If we get to the turn safely, I'll yank on the rope. That means we have gone to the turn. And then the rest of you come in. I'll leave three men on guard. Bring the picks, everything with us." Tom says, "All right." And slowly in the dim light, they saw Prince Ahmed entering the tomb, crawling on his hands and knees, maybe never to return again. Slowly the men, one by one, began to follow. Tom was holding the end of the rope, and he waited, and he waited. "Tom, why isn't the rope moving?" He said, "Maybe it isn't time yet." Jackie says, "Tom, if it doesn't move, let's get out of here." He says, "It'll move, it'll move." They waited what seemed like hours, and finally, Tom felt the rope jerk. One, two, three. He said, "They're at the end of the tunnel." He says, "All right, come on." He said, "Jackie, Skeeter, in, you." And he says, "You three men, wait here." He said, "If you see Yakara," he said, "you're gonna have to use your own judgment." He says, "We will stay until the end." He says, "You tell Prince Ahmed, we will stay till the end." "Very well." And they all entered except the three, crawling through this narrow, dusty, musty-smelling passageway. Finally, Prince Ahmed kept on going. Finally, they got to the drop. He took a rope, and they let themselves down about 15 feet down to the bottom of it. And finally, he looked up. They had their lantern with them. And one by one, the men began to slide down. Finally, Tom, who was the last one, slid down. "So far, so good, Tom." He says, "Now what do we do?" He says, "Well," he looked at the map. He said, "There's a narrow passageway. We can walk. We can stand up now." He says, "In about 20 yards, there should be a huge room, the mummy room. Then, from the mummy room, there's a door that leads into the tomb of Mahaba." Finally, Tom says, "Well, the sooner, the better." They started to walk through this narrow passageway. The walls were steep and slick. Tom thought they were strange-looking walls, but they kept on going. And finally, Prince Ahmed, who was up in front, he says, "I'm at the mummy room." He says, "Where's the daddy room?" Jack, he says, "No." He says, "This is mummies, the dead people." Finally, when they all got in the room, they looked around and they saw mummies all the way around. "I'm scared." "Yes, I am too." Prince Ahmed was frightened too. Tom could look at him and he was white as a sheet. Tom was frightened too, because never in his life had he ever come into a place like this. Finally, Prince Ahmed looked toward this huge door with carvings on it. He says, "Tom, get the crowbars." They went over to the huge door. They grabbed a hold of it and began to pull it open. It squeaked. Finally, a little dust fell off the sides. And finally, when they opened it, Tom and Prince Ahmed walked in. And there at the far end on a pedestal was a mummy case. "That's it, the tomb of Mualaba." Tom and Prince Ahmed looked at each other. The men looked frightened. He says, "What do we do?" He says, "Take the crowbars, take the lid off." They started to walk up to the tomb. Tom stuck the crowbar underneath and it squeaked. The rest of them stood around. Jackie and Steve stood back. Finally, Tom says, "Get a hold of the other end." Prince Ahmed stuck a crowbar at the other end and they pulled the lid off very slowly. As they pulled the lid off, he held the lamp high and down below it was filled with jewels, rings, brooches, diamonds, everything. Prince Ahmed's eyes sparkled like the gold and diamonds themselves. He said, "I knew it was here." He says, "Tom, we've done it, we've done it." He says, "You men, bring the sacks." And finally, Jack and Skeeter rushed up and they began to throw everything into the sacks. Skeeter found a beautiful ring with a greenish blue sapphire in it. And when nobody was looking, he stuck it in his pocket because he thought, gee whiz, with all this, who would miss it? And it was so pretty. And he helped load the bags one by one. And finally, they had all the bags filled up. He says, "Well, let's get out of here fast." Tom said, "Let's put the lid back." They put the lid back on, went out the door, pushed the door shut. And Tom thought, how simple. He says, "We'll be out of here in no time." When they got into the mummy room, they started through these two walls. The first man started through. Prince Ahmed says, "Hurry." And as this man started through, they noticed that the two walls were slowly moving together. Prince Ahmed was ready to follow. Tom said, "No!" And finally, the man going through felt the walls press up against him. He says, "Hurry!" It was too late. They smashed shut. Jack and Skeeter, "Tom, what happened?" He says, "I don't know. Tom got a crowbar. It was useless." He says, "Prince Ahmed, what do you make of it?" He says, "I don't know. Skeeter, we're sealed in here. We're going to die." He says, no. "Let's just sit down. Set the lamp down." They all sat down. Prince Ahmed thought of different things. Nothing worked. The walls were too solid. And in his mind, he knew this was the curse of Mualaba, to die in a tomb. Tom felt that this was true too, but he didn't want to scare the boys. Finally, he noticed the lamp. The oxygen was getting low and it began to flicker. And as he looked at it, Tom says, "Prince Ahmed, I think we better turn the light out. I feel like we're using up our oxygen." He said, "That's a good idea." Blew out the light. Now they were in pitch darkness. He said, "Tom." He says, "Boy, there's nothing to worry about." He says, "Help will come." He says, "Don't worry." Finally, in the darkness, everything was deadly still. They heard a faint voice. Nobody noticed that from under the door of the tomb of Mualaba, There was a misty, foamy cloud sneaking underneath. Tom said, what was that? Mm-hmm. And Sabe says, I didn't hear anything. And finally, it creeped from under the door, up the side of the wall, and along the ceiling. This misty, grayish cloud. And finally, it started to come down where one of the men were sitting. And all of a sudden, he says, Tom, ah! Light the lamp, quick! Tom got up, lit the lamp. He was dead. He said, Tom, what happened? He says, nothing, everything's gonna be all right. Finally, one of the men, he says, Tom, Prince Ahmed. He said, I saw it go back. He says, a white, foamish cloud. It went back under the door. Prince Ahmed knew what it was. It was the spirit of Oyama, or the Mojave, getting his revenge on those who have entered. And he knew that he would be back. The air was getting very, very thin. Everybody was gasping for breath. Tom says, we're going to have to turn off the light. The oxygen is getting low. He said, Tom, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Let me out. He ran up and began to pound till almost blood came out of his fist. Tom grabbed him and slapped him. He said, Skeeter, that isn't going to help. Sit down. Jackie says, Tom, we're going to die. Tom says, we're going to die like men if we're going to die. See, I knew it. This is where we're going to die. Prince Ahmed says, we must have hope. So as they sat there, Tom turned the light out again. This time they watched. From under the door, they saw this grayish, smoky, foam-like substance creep from under the door, up towards the ceiling, and they watched it. It spread across one corner of the ceiling, and finally, right behind Tom, it started to come down. Prince Ahmed says, Tom, says, look out! Tom grabbed his throat. They quickly got the lantern, lit it, and all of a sudden, like a streak of lightning, disappeared. Tom felt his throat. He says, Jack says, are you all right, Tom? Yeah, he says, I'm all right. Jack says, Tom, it's going to be a matter of minutes. He says, yes, I know. He says, we've got to turn the light out. He says, blow the lamp out again. He says, we've got to save our oxygen. Now they all sat there taking deep breaths. And you could hear each one breathing. Heavily. And they all looked towards the door. They knew that the curse of Mojave was playing games, like he was having fun. And again, it came out. It crawled from under the door, up towards the ceiling, and across. And they all looked, who would it be this time? Who would it be this time? And finally they looked. It was coming down by Skeeter. Tom got his matches ready. Skeeter said, Tom! And he let out a scream. Tom grabbed the matches, lit, and all of a sudden he disappeared. He's after me! Jackie says, I think he was. Skeeter said, I want out of here, I want out of here. And he started to run, and as he ran across the room, he stumbled over a rock, And as he stumbled, all of his junk spilled out on the floor, including a rock and a knife, and in the middle, a greenish-blue bottle. Skeeter started to pick it up. Tom says, "Leave it there. Sit down." He said, "I'm sorry, Tom." He says, "We got to turn out the light." He says, "We've got to save." He says, "Our oxygen is almost gone." There in the middle of the room lay a bottle filled with greenish-blue liquid with a seal on it. And again, when they turned out the light, from under the door, this hazy liquid began to come. Who would it be this time? Would the curse of Mojaba be fast enough this time? He came faster this time, up to the ceiling, down the side, and all of a sudden there was a terrible scream again. Tom lit the lantern. It was too late. Another Arab had died. Tom knew that this was the way each one would end. Jackie says, "Tom, can't we do anything? Can't we do anything?" He says, "No." He says, "Sit down." Tom blew the light on. Jackie started. He said, "Where are you, Tom? Where are you?" Tom says, "Over here." He said, "Me too." And in the darkness, they started across to where Tom was. And as they were walking, they stepped on certain things, like a knife with a broken handle, some old rocks. And finally, Jackie came right on top of a little greenish-blue liquid bottle. He stepped on it and it crashed. And they all looked, and from the center of the room, there was another cloud with a sort of a greenish-bluish haze to it, and it went up to the top. I says, "What's that?" And so I says, "I don't know." About that time, from under the door came another cloud. And they looked, and they saw this whitish cloud coming from one side and this greenish cloud coming from the other, as if they were lining up for a battle of the spirits. And very strangely, in a very faint voice, they heard, "Jackie, Skeeter, I'll try to help you. Michelle! Michelle!" "Shh!" He says, "Do not raise your voice." He said, "That was Michelle." Jackie says, "Shh!" And finally, when they looked up, it was like a gigantic storm. The clouds were rolling. There was groaning and moaning. And at the ceiling, it looked like the whole pyramid would explode. And finally it was quiet, and they saw the white haze disappear under the door. They heard a groan. "Oh, oh, I am wounded. Michelle! I'll try to help you." They saw the greenish-blue liquid follow to the door and underneath the door and disappear. And again they heard groaning and squeaking and terrible noises. And all of a sudden, during all of this, they looked towards the walls and they were slowly opening. And they heard Michelle, "Hurry! Hurry!" And the two walls began to slowly open. Prince Ahmed grabbed one of the sacks. He says, "You first." He says, "Go." The man rushed through, got all the way through. He says, "All right, you next." It was too late. The wall slammed shut again. He said, "Michelle, we're still in here." Finally, The moaning and the groaning and the shrieking stopped, and it was deadly quiet. They knew now they were in there to die. But in the stillness, they heard a faint voice.
Hurry. I'm dying. I have killed the spirit of Mahaba, but I'm dying. I'll try to open the wall.
The wall slowly, like someone putting their last ounce into them, and they sort of jerked. And finally, when they got wide enough for one person, Prince Ahmed would grab somebody, he says, "Quick, through!" And they'd go through, and then the walls would give a little bit. And then they'd open up, one by one. He says, "You boys, get through." Jack said, "I'll stay with you." He said, "Get through!" And Tom practically grabbed him and shoved him all the way through. And finally, it was Tom and Prince Ahmed. He said, "Prince Ahmed?" He said, "No." He said, "Don't stand there, argue, go!" He took Prince Ahmed and shoved him through. He says, "Hurry!" Just then Tom heard, like somebody's last breath had gone out. He started through the walls, and just as he got to the end, it was too late. They snapped shut, and when he looked down, he saw his boot crushed between the rocks. Prince Ahmed looked, "It's old Tom! Skeeter, Tom, your foot!" Tom looked up, says, "What about it?" He said, "It's..." Prince Ahmed smiled, he says, "Tom," he says, "Yeah?" He says, "When I felt that boot being stuck," he says, "I yanked my foot out of there fast." He said, "Oh, Tom," he said, "I thought your foot was in it." He says, "Come on," he says, "let's get out of here fast." They started to crawl out. That is, they went up the 15-foot rope, and then they started to crawl out. Prince Ahmed went first again. He didn't know what to expect, whether Yakara was there waiting or whether his men were still there. But he was about to find out. As he started crawling through the tomb, he saw the light at the other end because it was now morning. And finally, when he stuck his head out, he looked around. The men saw him. He says, "Prince Ahmed!" He says, "We've made it." He says, "We've made it." He says, "Come on out, everybody." He says, "We've made it." And finally, everybody crawled out. Prince Ahmed was happy. He says, "We've made it." He says, "We've made it." He says, Put the huge rock back. Everybody, let's go." And everybody was so happy. And finally, when they got the rock back, Prince Ahmed says, "Tom," he says, "Tom." And finally he went to the lee side of the pyramid to look for him. And he saw Tom lying down in the sand. He says, "Tom?" The rest of them followed him. Jack and Skeeter, he says, "Tom!" Skeeter reached down, he said, "He's dead. He's dead!" Jack, he says, "Prince Ahmed, do something!" Prince Ahmed shook his head. "There's nothing anyone can do." He said, "But Prince Ahmed, what are we can't just..." He said, "I'm awfully sorry, Jackie." He says, "Awfully sorry." He says, "I'd given my right arm for to do anything to save him." "But," he said, "you've got to." He says, "No, the only thing we can do," he says, "you three men get shovels." He says, "Dig a grave over there. Dig it deep." Jackie and Skeeter were sitting there crying. And finally, when they had the grave dug, Prince Ahmed, with tears in his eyes, he says, "Would you lower the body?" And just as they started to lower the body, Jackie grabbed Tom around the waist. He said, no! He said, you're not going to bury Tom. He says, I'm going to stay here. I'm never going to leave this place. He said, I'm going to stay here. He said, and me too. You can go on your way. You can just leave us alone. He said, go. He says, Jackie Skeeter, I know how you feel. He says, but we can't leave Tom here like this. He says, we must bury him. Jackie said, well, you can bury me too, because I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay right here. Prince Ahmed knew that Jackie wasn't going to leave. Neither was Skeeter. He knew he had to do something. He had to take him by force. He says, Jackie, he says, I understand how you feel. He said, he was my friend too. He says, but Jackie, he says, if I have to tie the both of you up, he says, I cannot leave you here. He says, we've got other things to be done. He says, at least let us bury him. Jackie and Skeeter sobbing. The men lowered the body into the grave. Prince Ahmed says, we deliver this soul to you. He says, a man who had given his own life for a friend. He says, please take care of him. He says, all right.
He said, Prince Ahmed, could I leave something with Tom like you do when you buried your people?
He said, of course. He says, what do you have?